Yeah, this is a long and complex story, the longest story probably in the whole lectionary in terms of learning this story. But it is an extraordinarily powerful story, and it's not difficult to learn if you recognize the structure. So first of all, the sections. The first, what, six episodes are the story of Jesus and the disciples talking about Lazarus' illness and his death. And it is a series of enigmatic things about, why is he staying? Why is he going back? Why is he not saying clearly, that Lazarus had died? So it's driven by the questions of the disciples, and of course the overall issue of Lazarus being ill and dying. The second section is the conversation with Martha. And it has, first of all, the location of this conversation outside Bethany, and is introduced by Martha's statement, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. The climax of that section is Martha saying, Lord, I believe that you're the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. So it ends with the confession of belief. Mary's conversation with Jesus is the third section of the story, and it ends with the response to Jesus weeping, in which the Jews said, see how he loved him, and some of them said, couldn't he have opened the eyes of a blind man, kept this man from dying? The last section is the raising of Lazarus, which ends with that many of the Jews believed in him. So it's significant to identify that two of the sections end with statements of belief in him. So the structure of the story is disciples, Martha, Mary, raising of Lazarus. And each of those sections has a discernible beginning and ending. So recognizing that is the first step in learning the story. Another structure of memory that is built into the story to enable storytellers to learn it easily are the verbal threads. So the first section has the verbal thread of Lazarus' illness. It's introduced with that theme. A certain man was ill. That's the beginning. The beginning of the next episode, the second episode. This illness does not lead to death. But notice that the illness is the beginning and end of the first episode. A certain man was ill, and it ends with, he whom you love is ill. Likewise, in the second episode, the beginning and ending is about the illness. In this case, Jesus heard it and said, this illness does not lead to death. And at the end, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer. So in the first two episodes, then, that verbal thread of Lazarus being ill is the connecting thread through those two episodes. In the last two episodes, the theme is, the verbal thread is falling asleep. So our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep is the beginning. The disciples respond, if he's fallen asleep, he'll be all right. And it ends with, they thought he was referring merely to sleep. And then the theme of Lazarus is dead is another verbal thread that links the Martha conversation with what follows. So Lazarus is dead. begins the last episode of the first section. And then Martha says, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And Mary says the same thing. So that verbal thread, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, are the first words for both Martha and Mary. But it is a theme, a verbal thread that runs through, and that verbal thread is completed when Martha says, he's been dead for 4 days. Another verbal thread that is probably the single most important verbal thread throughout the whole story is that you may believe, or just believing. So Jesus says at the end of the first section with the disciples, for your sake I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. And then with Martha, he says, those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And do you believe this? And she responds, yes, Lord, I believe that you're the Messiah. Then in Jesus' prayer, he says, I've said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. And it ends with, many of the Jews who had come with Mary and seen what Jesus did believed in him. So that verbal thread, believing in him, is probably the single most important verbal thread throughout the whole story. So if you recognize that. Another one is the Jews consoling. It is the beginning of the first episode of the Martha section. Many of the Jews had come to Mary and Martha to console them about her brother. And then at the beginning of, or early on in the second episode, the Mary section, when the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her, they went out to weep with her. Another verbal thread is Jesus being greatly disturbed or troubled, is an earlier translation. He was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. And then when they came to the tomb, Jesus, again, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. The weeping is a verbal thread at the end of the Mary episodes. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, and then Jesus wept. Now the dynamics of this story. The first section, the section about Lazarus being ill and the discussions between Jesus and the disciples, is all about enigmas, puzzles, that are then solved later on in the story. And those are created by the provocative and strange things that Jesus says, that he decides to stay an additional 2 days, that he says our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, I'm going to awaken him. They don't know what that means. And so that whole section, including Jesus' statement, aren't there 12 hours of daylight and those who walk during the day don't stumble because they see the light of the... what does this mean? What's this about? What sense does it make? So it's full of puzzles. And so that's the thing to recognize and to try to do in that first section is to make those things as provocative and puzzling as possible. The second part is the conversation with Martha is, I think, that when she comes, that the tone of her statement, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died," is a little bit blaming. You know, it has a tone of criticism. If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Why didn't you come? Is the implication of it. And so to get some of that tone in, even though she concludes with, "Even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him, so ask him of something. Ask him to make my brother live again," is the implication. So Jesus' response to her implicit critique is, "Your brother will rise again." And she says, "Yes, yes, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus' response, "You know, I'm the resurrection. Do you believe this?" And it ends with her statement of belief. "Yes, I believe that you're the Messiah, the Son of God." She is the that confession, that statement of belief, is a verbal thread with the first chapter in which Philip says, "You know, we have found the Messiah," to Nathanael. So it's a very, you know, significant statement of belief, but it's about belief and it's about disagreement between them. The section with Mary is about weeping. And it is the most intimate moment in the whole of the gospel tradition with Jesus as a human being. As he weeps with Mary, and as he weeps for Lazarus being dead. It's a sign, it's an experience of, it's an entering into, it's the closest point of identification with Jesus, with possible, you know, another story like that is the Gethsemane episode in the Passion narratives. But this is a, you know, profoundly human picture and experience of Jesus, and in the Gospel of John, it is the moment of greatest, you know, human intimacy with Jesus. And it's significant also that that is expressed in the story by the shortest sentence in the whole of the gospel. Jesus wept. And so that is a climactic point in that section of the story, that all of it leads up to that. And the response then of the Jews, "See how he loved him," and then, you know, the somewhat more cynical response, "Well, couldn't he have opened the eyes?" You know, is the end of that episode. But it is in response to this intimate connection with Jesus. The last section, the raising of Lazarus, is the dynamic of this is the experience of Jesus' authority and power over death. And so his command, "Take away the stone, Lazarus, come out, unbind him and let him go." Each one of the episodes has some exercise of power on Jesus' part by the power of his words. And so it is also a development of his, I don't know, character. Now, this is the most explicit action of major power and authority. And it's significant in relation to the Messianic tradition that this is not his about taking life away from someone, about a battle where he killed somebody. It's about his giving life to someone, raising him from the dead, giving him life. And so Jesus' power here is the power of life, not the power of death. And so that's a also paradigmatic shift in the messianic tradition of Saul and David and so on. The climax of this is that many of the Jews believed in him. Now, in relation to audience address, another thing to recognize about this story is that Jesus' prayer, "I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I've said this for the sake of the crowd standing here." That crowd standing here is John's listeners. It's the audience. It's your listeners as you tell the story. "I am saying this for the sake of the people who are standing here, who are sitting here right now, that they may believe that you sent me." That's directly addressed to the audience, indirectly as Jesus is talking to God, but that's what is happening in this. And the assumption of the audience, of the narrator, of the storyteller, is then that the audience will join the Jews. It's an invitation to join with many of the Jews who had come with Mary, had seen what Jesus did, and they believed in him. So the overall dynamic of this story is to invite the listeners to believe in him. And it's this combination of the power of this story, and it's moving from the enigmas, the puzzles, which are resolved then in first his conversations with Martha and Mary, and then in his raising Lazarus. But in the course of that, there is this experience of, on the one hand, clear identification of who Jesus is as the Messiah, but this extraordinary experience of intimacy with him in his weeping for Lazarus. So this story is structured then to invite the audience to believe in him, but that based on an experience of extreme human intimacy with him, at the same time as there is this statement of his being the resurrection and the life and the Messiah, the Son of God.